We are very happy to bring you Warriors head coach Steve Kerr, brought to you by the Bay Club. Visit bayclub.com. So, Steve, before we get into what I heard was an interesting week for you and yours, you watched a little Monday Night Football last night?
That was unreal, wasn't it? Oh, my God. Never seen anything like it.
Let me tell you, if that's a Super Bowl preview, I think we can get behind that, don't you think?
Yeah, but meanwhile, the Saints are scoring like 50 a night, too. So, you know, who knows what will happen there. It seems like the Steelers doing the same things. All these teams that are just lighting up the scoreboard.
Are you lamenting the death of defense as we know it?
A little bit. What's funny? It actually totally reminds me of the NBA. It's the same concept. We're giving all the advantages to the offensive team. We're finding it harder and harder to defend. And it looks like it's a similar philosophy to the NFL, giving the advantage to the offensive player on all the rules.
It's not. Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's what they think the fans want. But in my mind, what happened last night was more about the incredible accuracy of those two quarterbacks and the incredible speed of those wide receivers. I mean, the athleticism on the field watching that game was just astounding.
It really, really was. And the truth is, we got like defensive plays actually made in that game, but there were so many offensive plays. Like, we count 144 combined plays. And to translate it, Steve, to the NBA, it's not just the three-point shot that is pushing basketball to this new evolution. It's the pace of play. Like,
yeah.
Teams are just running faster, playing faster than ever, and it's happening across every sport, it feels like.
I would say that in both sports, it was probably evolving that way anyway from innovative coaching. I look back to Nelly. Nelly was the first guy to really play small ball, but it didn't catch on. Over the last decade, a lot of teams have played small ball and had a lot of success. And so the trend of coaching was kind of leaning towards pace and space and all that. And as it was happening, I think the league noticed that it was a much more entertaining style, and they've sort of adapted the rules to kind of further it. And I'll bet the process was pretty similar in the NFL.
Steve Kerr here on 95.7 The Game. How good was it to get home and have a day off on Monday?
Oh, man. I mean, days off at home in this land are just gold. They really are. I mean, you just, you're constantly dealing with travel and, the competition and the winning, the losing, the stress of whatever's, bothering a team like ours right now. But all this stuff, it presents a lot of stress. And then when you can just be at home with your family and have dinner, sit on your couch and watch a game or something, it's just a huge stress relief.
Couple of things that I learned this week in the last 8 days. I think the first lesson for everyone to take note of is how truly fragile it all is.
Well, I've been aware of that for many, many years.
Right.
I've seen teams that I've played for, that I've been in management with, or this team, coaching this team. Think about last year when we finished the season. We lost, I think, 10 of our last 17. Our defense was probably in the mid-20th, 24th, 25th. In the league in that span. We lost our last game before the playoffs at Utah. We were down 50 in that game. So, we went on to win the championship, right? Something had to change, and it turned in a positive direction. So the point is, everything is so fragile in either direction. You can get worse in a hurry, like we have over the last week. You can also get better in a hurry, and that's why you have to have a foundation underneath you, and you have to have leadership within the group. And fortunately for us, we've got all that, and so that's why I'm very confident we're going to be fine. But you are right; it is extremely fragile.
Skill set is one thing, and mindset is another thing. And if your mind ain't set right, I don't know if you can set the skills right. And I think that's been on display by your team in just some hard-to-explain shooting performances.
Yeah, I agree with that, and it's true in every sport. You know, you lose a little confidence. You don't execute as well. You know, maybe it happens in that order, or maybe it's the opposite. You know, maybe you lose some confidence from poor execution. But all this stuff matters, and the mindset of the group matters, and the mindset of the individual matters, and it's all connected, and this is what coaching is about. It's about trying to get your team in the best possible frame of mind and the best possible physical state when it counts, and that's our goal. That's our job.
We'll be talking about who's getting healthy here in just a little bit. How happy are you that you have the Oklahoma City Thunder, a team that you know makes your team sit up and salute the right way every time they play? Like, you can't mail it in against these guys. And the common enemy that is, I mean, maybe that's a bit of an exaggeration, but just being able to point all efforts towards beating Russell Westbrook, that feels like a very good group exercise for the Warriors.
Yeah, I mean, I think the games are the best part of you know, all of this. You always get to go out and play. I mean, that's the beauty of the NBA. There's so many games that inevitably you deal with, you know, good times and bad, but you got a game the next night, and it's a wonderful opportunity every single night to go out and show what you can do and show what your team's about. And so I think we're all looking forward to playing tomorrow.
I love the way that Quinn Cook played in Texas. I know that was a very frustrating road trip, but he's as steady Eddie as it goes. He really is impressive.
He is, and it doesn't surprise us because of what he did last year. You know, he's really established himself as a real pro, a guy that we can count on every single night. And I can't tell you how valuable that is as a coach, to have guys who you can bring off the bench, who you can maybe even sit and not play, or you can start him. Any of those options are available to you, and no matter which one you choose, you know you're getting a productive, team-oriented person who's just going to give nothing but his best shot. Man, that's awesome. So he's a huge, huge part of our team.
That's called being a pro right there. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Jokic. What an energy guy. Like, he is constantly around the rim. Jerebko. He's just been unbelievable the way that he is just, he's like everything. Any loose ball, he's around it. He just seems to be a bundle of energy.
He is. High energy player and very smart. Has a really good feel for what's happening on the floor. Really good offensive rebounder. You see him anticipating plays from the weak side all the time. He's been great for us, you know, especially with all these injuries, because he can space the floor too and make a three. And you know, when we're down, you know, a couple starters already, the ability to throw somebody like Jonas out there and know what you're going to get night in and night out, with that kind of energy, it's huge.
Speaking of energy given to a team, has there ever been a more important week of that Klay Thompson energy to sort of kind of define this team? He is forever cool. And I tell you, a guy who is having a tough shooting spell right now, it is so like Klay to notch an NBA record during a cold start. It really is. But is there anything you can put your finger on to explain why his shot has been a little more vacant than we're used to?
I think it's you know, kind of culmination of the injuries and the lack of continuity, you know, with the combinations that we've played, the lineups, the different lineups we've played because of the injuries. I don't think we've really gotten to our groove yet. You know, the slow start was just kind of typical of Klay. He's done that several years that I've been here, where he got off to a slow start the first four or five games. But I thought he was out of it. The last three or four games have been difficult for us as a group, as a team, to get good shots. And Klay probably is affected by that more than anybody, because he's a rhythm shooter. And our normal style of play and the pace when he's playing next to Steph, creates a lot of open looks. I think he's getting more difficult looks right now, so it's harder to find the groove.
Steve, do you and your coaching staff at times expect to play better in Steph Curry's absence? Since you've had so many reps doing just that, it seems like ball movement kind of goes away without him out there. I even heard a very interesting quote post-game from Kevin Durant saying, like, ball movement can't just be there for ball movement's sake. There needs to be purpose behind the ball movement. And right now, maybe we don't have the guys to make it purposeful ball movement, and that's why we're settling on more isolation.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's some merit to that. I mean, you know, you want the ball movement, but the best way to get ball movement is to get the defense to put two on the ball, you know, to have to commit to one area of the court where that opens up another area of the court. And you know, I always say you got to get the first domino to fall. Well, Steph does the best job of anybody getting that first domino to fall, meaning, you know, he gets past his guy, he gets penetration, now the defense comes and reacts. Now the ball kicks and it swing, and Clay gets a wide open shot. Like, you know, that's what ball movement is really about. If you don't break anybody down, if you're constantly playing follow on five and you're not getting penetration, then Kevin Durant, you know, just passing the ball around the perimeter and not really doing anything is in and of itself not very effective. You have to impact the defense, and we're not doing that right now.
I know that you've already announced that Steph Curry will miss the homestand. Did see positive video out of today's practice, though. Looked like he was moving well. I know he hasn't returned to full team activity. Can you give us an update, though, Coach?
Yeah, he's doing a lot better. We're really encouraged. You know, he saw the court work today. That was the most he's done. Now it's more about giving him a full, you know, I don't know, 4 or 5 days to really reassess, to continue to build strength in the area, and see how he responds to a lot of work, you know, on the court. So tomorrow, for example, we'll be able to gauge, you know, where he is on a recovery standpoint, because he worked really hard today. So we have to go through that process and let it play out. But the good news is he's getting better every day, and he's getting closer.
How's DeMarcus doing?
I would put him in a similar category in terms of, you know, he's getting better. It's a different timetable, though, because, you know, he's dealing with a year-long absence and, you know, conditioning and rhythm and timing. And so he's working every day and looks good. But Jim, we're gonna continue to you know, push him, and he's going to push himself. And when the time's right, he'll be out there.
I think this week it's been so odd. It's the first time I've ever heard the phrase, the calming presence of DeMarcus Cousins.
Was that something you read?
Just I've heard and read a lot of things this week. I'm sure you have too.
You know, DeMarcus has been a great fit with the group, for sure. I mean, the guys really like being around him. He's funny. He's fun to be around, and I think everybody appreciates how hard he's working too. So, yeah, I mean, he's a big help for sure.
Have you learned anything unique about your team this week, or have you learned more unique things about the media this week?
I haven't learned from either one of them, the team or the media, to be honest, because we've been through stuff before, and we know that there's bumps in the road as a team, and we also are well versed in the world we live in, the judgment, the criticism, all that stuff. The microscope we're under, that's been the case for a long time. So we know the world we're in, and we know how to navigate our way out of it. And we're going to do that. We got a long road ahead. I mean, that's the thing. It's, you know, even last year, you know, we closed the season in a very poor manner. We were able to get it turned during the playoffs. So think about the situation now. We have 5 months till playoffs. So, you know, everybody just needs to relax, and we'll get through this.
It's the take a breath portion of the schedule. Homestand coming up. Very interesting homestand indeed. Steph Curry's tattoo artist just let Steph autograph his leg. Would you ever let Steph Curry tattoo anything on you, Steve?
This is a true story?
This is a true story. Steph's tattoo artist let Steph tattoo his autograph on his leg.
I had no idea.
Do you have any tattoos?
I do not. I do not.
Were you ever pressured to get like a Larry O'Brien by Bulls teammates, Spurs teammates, or current players you coach?
We actually talked about that. Jed Bushler and Luke Longley and I had a conversation on the plane back from one of our championships. We won in Salt Lake. It would have been 98, I guess. We flew back. We might have had a little too much champagne. We all agreed that we would get matching Larry O'Brien tattoos. And then we woke up the next day and realized that was a horrible idea.
Good choice. Look at the wisdom at an early young age. It's been weeks, and since this week is all about returning to normal, Steve, are you ready for a Thanksgiving edition of Gimme Some No Thank You?
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade.
No thanks.
Christmas music starting Friday and lasting for over a month.
No thanks.
Cranberry sauce.
Give me some.
Deep fried turkeys.
Yeah, give me some.
Pumpkin pie.
Give me some.
Yams, but not like the good ones, the ones with the marshmallows on top.
Give me some anyway.
Wow. Green bean casserole, Steve.
Give me some. You're going to have a really hard time finding a dish that I don't like at Thanksgiving.
How about this?
Okay.
Tiger and Phil, one-on-one pay-per-view.
Yeah, no thanks.
Ooh, passing on that.
Yeah.
Adrian Beltre.
Give me some. Hall of Famer.
105 combined points on Monday Night Football.
Give me some. That was an amazing game.
Your team singing Kumbaya before tip-off.
You probably want me to say, give me some. We don't need to do that. We're going to be fine.
The only thing we want you to do, Steve, is have a wonderful Thanksgiving. From our family to your family, extended to the Warriors family. You're fantastic to us always, and we are thankful for that. Thank you once again for another awesome conversation.
Thanks, Damon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to everybody listening out there. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Warriors head coach Steve Kerr. Great stuff, as always. Always, always great stuff from Steve Kerr.